Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave McManus of Marine Baptist Church. It is August 7th. It's Wednesday. It's 12:45 p.m. Coming to you with a News and Focus commentary this afternoon. And this article I've been sitting on for a couple days, really wanted to address it. One reason why is because I did a podcast, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe 2 months ago, I don't know exactly when, about the senior pastor of this church and some issues that I had with some of the things that he said. And I was reading this article on Christian Post today, and the reason why I was familiar with what was going on is because I have a friend whose daughter attended this event, and so I've been seeing tweets and stuff about this all week on his Twitter account. And the title of the article is "New Spring Church Celebrates Largest Baptism and Youth Gathering 7-Year History." This is posted by Nicola Menzi, August 2nd. So New Spring Church, South Carolina, centered out of Anderson, South Carolina, but they have multiple locations throughout the state of South Carolina. They have campuses in Columbia and Florence and Myrtle Beach, as well as others. And you know, if you listen to my previous podcast, that their senior pastor's name is Perry Noble, and I had some issues with a Angels and Demons sermon series that he was doing. Now, this event that they take their students to, they go to Daytona Beach, Florida. Okay, I want you to pay attention to the circumstances here. They'll take about 2,500 kids or so to Daytona Beach for this retreat. So, number one, it's a pretty attractive place to go for a retreat. Okay, you get to go down to Daytona Beach, on the beach and all that kind of stuff. And it's called the Gauntlet, and they do this every year, and it's kind of looks like a very big event. You can look at videos, you can look at pictures online, you can kind of see what the idea is from this article. And here's what it says in the article. "To say New Spring Church senior pastor Perry Noble was stoked about the record number of baptisms that occurred at this year's summer youth gathering, the Gauntlet, would be an understatement. The Anderson, South Carolina megachurch pastor shared with online followers this week how pumped and fired up he was about seeing so many young people publicly declare their decisions to follow Jesus Christ." Okay? It sounds good. Okay? I'm all for people making decisions to follow Christ. Let's continue reading. "We are still celebrating all that God did at the Gauntlet this year," Noble told the Christian Post Friday in an email statement, adding that the 338 salvations and 673 baptisms is something only the Lord could do. Okay, let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there and analyze that statement. 338 salvations and 673 baptisms. Shouldn't those numbers be a little closer to being the same? Because apparently they do this mass baptism thing fairly often. So how do you have 338 professions of faith and only 338 professions, or no, well, he says salvations, which is another problem, and 673 baptisms? Somehow we're missing the point of what this baptism is all about. The article goes on to say, "We celebrate numbers because every number has a name, every name has a story, and every story matters to God. These students are going to change the world with the passion and boldness for the Lord. Being a part of the early morning baptism each year is a highlight of the week, and we are still in awe that so many students went public for Jesus," he added. So, again, we've got a set time for this mass baptism that happens every year. These students go there every year, and they see this, and they know it's coming. We've only got 338 people getting saved, apparently, and 673 baptisms. I'm not one to deny what the Lord can do. Okay? I'm not saying the Lord can't save mass numbers of people. We've seen it happen in Scripture. We've seen that happen before. However, shouldn't we approach this with a little bit more caution? Shouldn't we approach this with a little bit more wisdom in how we're doing things? Because as a youth pastor myself, the one thing that I've always said is I would rather have a conversation with somebody and have them walk away a stone-cold atheist than have them walk away thinking that they're saved when they're absolutely lost. There's nothing more dangerous for me than a false conversion. You know, because an atheist, don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't want the atheist to get saved. It's that he knows he's not saved. He knows he's not looking for God. He has no illusions that he is somehow going to heaven, and yet the other one does. And when somebody has a false conversion and they're not really saved, they don't seek after the things of God. They don't look to grow in their faith because they have no faith. They've checked the block. They've gone out in the ocean with 672 of their friends, and done it in an almost anonymous way. This whole went public for Jesus with 673 friends going out there. Let's slow down a little bit on that. Right? There is peer pressure here. There is an emotional aspect here. And I'm not saying people that went out there and got baptized weren't saved, because I'm sure there were people that actually got saved in there. But that is not the case that we've got going on as far as a logical situation. Okay? We can't assume that everybody gets saved. I would be a little more comfortable if he said 338 professions of faith, not 338 salvations. How do we know that they're saved? They have no fruit. They have no evidence in their life. They came forward and raised their hand at an emotional event. Let's not start throwing around salvation. You are now saved. You are now a child of God. Whoa. Put the brakes on, because that is a dangerous way to execute your ministry in an evangelistic sense. Right, that is not how we're supposed to be doing. And we celebrate numbers because every number has a name. Well, why don't we have a list of names? Why do we just have numbers? Because you're celebrating numbers because you want to publicize your event. You want to show, look, we had 600 this and 300 that. You know, I know you're saying that every number has a name, and I agree with that statement. But if you're into numbers, always make me uncomfortable. Numbers always make me uncomfortable, especially when you're putting salvation along with it. It says the gauntlet in its seventh year ran from July 29th to August 2nd. It saw 2,500 middle and high school students and 1,000 volunteers and support staff gather for a summer youth camp in Daytona Beach. As New Springs Church Central Operations Project Manager informed Christian Post, the ocean baptism took place Thursday at 7:30 a.m. right after sunrise. There were initially 667 students who were baptized, with the full count hitting 673 later in the day. The gauntlet website explains that during summer getaway, participants learn about and experience God through sessions conducted by Fuse student Pastor Brad Cooper and Pastor Noble, as well as through worship led by the New Spring Fuse Band. Students also participate in small groups led by trained volunteers to discuss their experiences in faith. And it says below is a 2013 Gauntlet video narrated by Pastor Cooper, highlighting the record number of baptisms he and Noble carried out at Daytona Beach. All right, so we take kids to a glorified rock concert. And I'm not saying they don't preach to them, because I looked at their website and I've studied Pastor Noble a little bit, and I know his doctrine, and it's not out in left field anywhere. We're not talking about a prosperity gospel. We're not talking about that. But there's something troubling here, and there should be red flags. There should be things that cause us a little bit of pause when we look at what's going on with this ministry. I did a little bit of a search, and I looked at some of the worship services that they conduct. And if you've listened to the previous podcast, you know that I said they listen to secular music in their worship service. Well, I found two videos of a worship service at one of their churches. And in the first one, they listened to Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, which is not listen, they sang, they performed. The worship band performed this in Sunday morning worship. Excuse me. And if all you got to do is listen to the lyrics of that song and know that it is the self-help song of all self-help songs, there's no leaning on Jesus in the song at all. And then, to my surprise, I went to the second video, and the second song that they performed was Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. Okay? That was not a mishearing that you just had. A church in a Sunday morning worship service played a song by Ozzy Osbourne, who is known in the pop culture as the Prince of Darkness, who was in a band called Black Sabbath, who by all accounts, is a lot closer to Satan than he is to God. And yet we play that in a worship service. Okay? So those are major, major red flags for me. And then to go and to say that this event, and I'm not saying the event's totally fruitless, that doesn't do anything. I'm sure we had some legitimate salvations come out of it. But when you manipulate people with major emotional experiences, and they are in a group of their peers, 2,500 of them, it's a lot easier to walk forward down an aisle. It's a lot easier to raise a hand. And no matter how much you say, hey, if you don't believe this, don't come forward, it's not a productive way of ministry. And to sit there and promote on your website, we had 673 baptisms, we had 338 salvations, it tells me that you're a little bit ignorant on how this whole baptism thing is supposed to work. Now, what they'll say is, hey, look at Acts 2, look at Pentecost, we have 3,000 people added to the church in one day. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And God is fully capable of working in that way by His Holy Spirit. But I'm not sure we can make the parallel here. I'm not sure that the trendy pastor in his designer jeans and t-shirt match up with the Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost. This type of ministry worries me. And the fact that we have thousands and thousands of people flocking to these screen preaching satellite location churches with no accountability from a pastor, with no real relationship as far as a shepherding relationship goes. They are missing what this local church is about. They're missing what baptism is all about. We've turned it into a spectacle rather than an individual's public commitment to Jesus Christ. I just thought I would share that with you listeners, that this stuff is out there. It's troubling. Are there worse things out there? Yeah, I'm sure there are. But these are the ideas of what Jude is talking about in his epistle, that Peter talks about in 2 Peter, that these apostates, these people that are changing the ideas of the church are sneaking in the side door, and they're implanting themselves in the church, and before we know it, their foothold is so strong that they are the norm. And I think that's what we're seeing. Bible believers, stay strong, be a presence, contend for the faith, as Jude and Paul would tell us to do, and stand up for what Scripture says. And don't give kids false assurances of salvation. Don't give adults false assurances of salvation. We need real followers of Christ, not emotion-driven, happy-for-the-moment salvation conversion experiences that we're seeing in this deal. It's not about that. It's about following Christ. And you got to have fruit if you're a Christian. That's the non-negotiable. If you have any comments, you can post them directly to this podcast. Have a great day. Thanks.